Chronology of the Identification of the 11th Panchen Lama. 1950. The Communist Chinese government invades eastern Tibet. 1959. The Communist Chinese complete their occupation of all sections of Tibet. 1984. The Chinese government announces that it will allow Tibetans to search for incarnations of high lamas. 1987. The Chinese government establishes a special school in Beijing for reincarnate lamas to produce patriotic lamas who would cherish the unity of the motherland. January 28, 1989. The 10th Panchen Lama dies at age 51 at Dashi Lumbo Monastery in Shigodze, Tibet, 4 years after delivering a message criticizing the Chinese government in which he says, "Chinese rule in Tibet has cost more than it has benefited." He had stayed behind in Tibet after the March 1959 escape by the Dalai Lama and had been imprisoned and tortured for 9 years and 8 months during the Cultural Revolution after making a report sharply critical of Chinese policy in Tibet. After his death, there were recurrent and persistent rumors that he had been poisoned. The Dalai Lama proposes sending a 10-person religious delegation to Tibet to make prayers at the Panchen Lama's monastery. February 1989, Li Peng, Prime Minister of China, announces that outsiders, which means Tibetans in exile, would not be allowed to meddle in the selection procedure. August 1989, the Chinese government announces a 5-point plan for the search, selection, and recognition of the Panchen Lama. The plan is a compromise with authorities at the Panchen Lama's monastery and includes the Chinese government's insistence that a lottery be included in the process and that they arrange the final public confirmation. A search committee is appointed by Beijing, led by Chatel Rinpoche, abbot of the Panchen Lama's monastery, who is known to be cooperative with the Chinese. March 21, 1991. The Dalai Lama informs the Chinese government through its New Delhi embassy that he wishes to assist in the search for the Panchen Lama's reincarnation by sending a delegation to the Lake of Prophetic Visions southeast of Lhasa. June 1991. 3 months later, the Chinese government responds that there is no need for interference. July 17, 1993. Chatel Rinpoche, who is the head of the search party as constituted by the Chinese government, sends offerings and a letter to the Dalai Lama concerning the Panchen Lama's reincarnation. He explains that a party has visited two lakes and has received confirmation that the Panchen Lama has reincarnated. August 5, 1993. The Dalai Lama sends a reply to Chatel Rinpoche through the Chinese embassy in Delhi, inviting the delegation to visit him in India to discuss the search for a reincarnation. But there is no response. October 17 and 18, 1994. The Dalai Lama, in a private meeting with a Chinese individual who has close ties to the Chinese government, says he is waiting for a reply to his letter to Chatel Rinpoche of August 5, 1993. He stresses the importance of searching for the reincarnation according to traditional religious procedures. January 1995. The same Chinese individual is reminded twice about the above discussion. April 1995. The Chinese government announces that it has implemented new legislation concerning the search, selection, and approval of incarnations of high lamas.